Network.
We're scheduled to have the inventor of GNU Linux coming up in the next segment. I know I said we'd have open phones. We will later, too. It's just so much is going on. Right now, let me finish up with the attack on the Second Amendment. There's one bill introduced where the Attorney General can ban any firearms at will. It's just like Congress voted to give all its authority over trade to foreign private World Trade Organization or UNESCO treaty that gives control over our schools and our policies and the globalist one, an international criminal court with the U.S. signed on, and Obama says he supports a treaty to waive our rights for the Second Amendment. And then they have the nerve to get on the news and say, we don't get these crazy people buying guns at record levels. We don't want their guns. While the Attorney General, the White House Chief of Staff, the President, all have called publicly or introduced legislation to ban even single-shot 22s, to take every firearm from the American people, including black powder. Total gun ban on record, bills introduced to do it, and they just keep saying, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I mean, these people... You thought Bill Clinton lied. You thought George Bush lied. I mean, Obama says he's going to get rid of torture, then he keeps it going, secret arrest, secret internment, no rights for detainees, grab U.S. citizens, use the Patriot Act on citizens, keep warrantless wiretapping going on, hire nothing but lobbyists. It's all what the Obama deception covers. You've got to show it to people. I love this country so much, folks, and this is hardcore tyranny. I mean, this is the real deal. Listen to this, Bill. And little old InfoWars, little old Kurt Nemo gets an email from a listener pointing out the bill and writes a story about it Sunday night. The NRA isn't going to talk about it. Nobody's going to talk about it, folks, but us. And on May 13th, Democrat Representative Carolyn McCarthy introduced the No-Fly, No-Buy Act. See, we told you last week this other bill could do that because the language allowed them to. This states it. They got three bills to do this. There's the White House Chief of Staff calling for it to be passed. What more do you need, man? They'll still be in denial, though. They're trained to be slaves. On May 13, Democrat Representative Carolyn McCarthy introduced the No-Fly, No-Buy Act, H.R. 2401, a bill that will merge the TSA's no-fly list with over 1,100,000 Americans with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS. And this is already in place. Veterans, conservatives... people try to go buy guns, are told sorry, and then they go through the appeals process and they say, sorry, no more Second Amendment. See, guilty until proven innocent, then they appeal it and they're told, you can't be told why you don't get a gun, sorry. It's already happened. Just like they were already spying on us without warrants before they passed a law to do it. Last time I heard, bastards, you didn't repeal the Fourth Amendment. You're criminals. You're rogue. You can pass a law saying blacks aren't humans. It's a fraud. I'm calling you out. You're a stinking criminal fraud. On May 13, Democrat Representative Carolyn McCarthy introduced the No-Fly, No-Buy Act, H.R. 2401, a bill that will merge the TSA's no-fly list with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, a point-of-sale system for determining eligibility to purchase a firearm in the United States, Guam, Puerto Rico. It was created November of 1993. When the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 93, Public Law 103-159, was signed into law, permanent provisions of the Brady Act went into effect November 30th, 1998, and require the U.S. Attorney General to establish NICS, NICS. And she goes on with a quote, and we have the bill. It says, we will secretly put you on this list. You will no longer be able to buy firearms, and then the states are going to be implemented that you have guns illegal, and the SWAT teams are coming. So now you don't just aren't able to go on a plane, you know, old guy on a walker, I've seen it. I'm on no-fly list? Yep. And they call you in and ask you questions and jab you and ask you. It's all about take your shoes off, be a slave, answer questions, go in a body scanner, humiliate yourself, be trained to be a slave. And it says improve Homeland Security sections. GovernmentTrack.us, the increased public safety and reduce the threat of domestic security threat by including persons who may be prevented from boarding an aircraft of the National Instant Criminal Background System. So see, no judge, no jury, no arrest, no misdemeanor, no felony, no indictment, no nothing. You just secret list, no more rights. And folks, here's the key. It's going to be for everything, for buying, for selling, for jobs, this global system, just like Michael Savage can't go to England or Europe, just like I can't go to Canada, they're going to put us all on these global lists where we can't travel. This is only the beginning. They've stated it. That's the key.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I saw an article quoting Richard Stallman about attacks on the internet and its infrastructure and free speech. I told my producer to get him on, and when the two IT guys here at the office found out about it, they were very giddy today. Because this guy is quite a bigwig in the architecture of browsers, the internet, you name it. Richard Stallman, GNU Linux inventor. Richard Matthew Stallman, often abbreviated RMS, is an American software freedom activist, hacker, and software developer. In September 83, he launched the GNU project to create a free Unix-like operating system and has been the project's lead architect and organizer. With the launch of the GNU project, he started the free software movement and in October 1985 set up the Free Software Foundation. You know, if I go over his whole bio, we'll never get to him, but this is one of the, you know, I know they say Al Gore invented the internet, even though it was around, you know, 30 years ago. And I know they say he probably invented the moon, actually, and the galaxy. But, you know, when we talk about some of the folks that actually really contributed to the infrastructure of the free web as we know it, this guy's certainly an icon in what we know as the modern web, Richard Stallman. I want to get him on because they're trying to get rid of net neutrality. They're trying to change how the web works. The head of cybersecurity quit 2 months ago. We talked to him. He says, you're not ready to come on the air right now. He's behind the scenes stuff. But he said the feds are taking it over. The Pentagon's taking over the web. And then it came out in the news that they are taking over the actual hubs of even smaller internet telecom systems. So to try to break all this down with us is Richard Stallman. Richard, so much is going on, and we've got you for about 45 minutes or so. It's great to have you here with us.
Well, I'm pleased to have a chance again.
You bet. You've got the floor. What do you think's most important? I mean, you've dedicated your entire professional career to liberty and freedom on this wonderful thing we call the Internet. How did it start? Where are we going?
Well, first, I have to correct a couple of things. I've never worked on web browsers myself. I'm happy to say that there are some free, freedom-respecting web browsers, but I didn't write any of them.
Now, what I meant was just setting up an infrastructure, but I mean the group they have here that you set up is involved in a whole bunch of stuff, is my point, but go ahead.
Yes. We developed, first of all, the GNU operating system, which gets used together with Linux, the kernel, and that's the main freedom-respecting operating system that lets you use your computer without handing over control to some company. Now, we know that Microsoft Windows has a back door that allows Microsoft to forcibly impose changes in software without asking permission of the supposed owner of the machine. And we know that macOS has a similar back door, except that it's Apple that can forcibly impose changes. They can change anything they want in the software, which means they can wipe the floor with whoever's using that machine. So, in effect, these two systems have no security at all against that particular company.
And then we see U.S. senators coming out as a real-life example of this, saying, oh, we'll just make it where if we think you downloaded music illegally or videos, no court, no jury, we'll just, quote, fry your computer. That's where all this remote access comes in. And there's so many things we could talk about. Please continue with... Because I've seen them now trying to move towards making it where everything you have is on a remote server. Your computers, are no longer even really operable by themselves. They just become terminals. Please continue.
Well, these are both part of the desire to regain control over what we do with our computers and with the Internet. And these are not the only ways. Of course, they're bad. A PC today, any PC today, is pretty powerful compared with the machines that people were using 10 years ago. And the disks that they're making today are so big, why would you ever feel you need to store your data someplace other than in your own computer or your own office or your own bedroom? You can't even get the disks nowadays that I used to think were very big 10 years ago. Now they don't make anything that small. So we should resist this tendency. And I think it's a sort of marketing hype phenomenon. And buzzwords are being invented, including the term cloud computing, which is so nebulous that nobody can really tell what it means. It means a different thing depending on who's using it. So it's not really a coherent thing to talk about, and so I won't say anything about it. But storing some data on servers is not necessarily a bad thing when it's part of when you're publishing it. When it's, for instance, something you want to put on a web server so everybody can see it, well, there's no great harm that's possible there. The worst that anyone could do to it is delete it and turn it off. And you'd know that. Of course, mainly that's likely to happen if somebody with power is mistreating you, but they can always do that. So the point is, there's no particular harm if you want to publish something, from putting it on some server somewhere. But when you don't want to publish it, then the only way to keep it privately is to keep it in your disk.
Well,
and to use your copy of free software to do your computing.
Well, Mr. Stallman, we can kind of get into the detailed minutiae of this, and I want to do that in the limited time we have with you today, and we respect your time. How about the big picture of what the infrastructure, the architecture of the web has been, what the establishment and is fighting to change it over to where they have control, versus what you, somebody who's really fought for true freedom on the Internet, should be?
Well, we see a lot of ways in which people are trying to take more control. Software as a service is one of these ways. In order for you to have control of your computing, you've got to do it with your copy of a free program. If the program you use isn't free, freedom respecting that is, that means the developer controls it and the users don't. So that way you've lost control over your computing. But if you're doing your computing in somebody else's server, you've also lost control, because that means you're using his copy of the program, whatever program it is, not your copy. So he has control over it and you don't. So the way to prevent that from happening to you is insist on doing your computing in your computer with your copy of a free program.
Well, here's an example. I was talking to an IT person for the biggest grocery chain in the nation. They have, I think, 25 different chains under them. He didn't want me to say the name, but he listed and sent me documents of the German company, and then I search engined it and found the German company that's running more than half of the supermarket supply chain systems and warehouse chain systems for the food, and it's all based in Germany. They make you go through their software, through the internet and through satellites, and it breaks down every week or so for just a few hours, and everything comes to a standstill. And then he was telling me about, and I was reading about gas stations. That's why they're always shut down. And McDonald's, suddenly you can't use credit cards half the time when you're there, because it's these softwares that are controlled by a company, and it lets the other companies just have a window in. Do these other big mega corporations realize the amount of power they're turning over?
I guess they don't. You see, they're not used to thinking in terms of maintaining control over their own computing. Now, this is a paradoxical case, because some, you know, big companies, just by being big, have power that's dangerous to democracy. But suppose the business isn't so big. Well, then it's not dangerous. And the point is, the business is probably going to use computers, and it deserves to have control over its own computing, just as you and I do. And so they're vulnerable to this. But the propaganda of business says, just think of short-term profit. Don't think of anybody's long-term interest, not even your own. So this is why it's so common that if you let a corporation own some kind of permanent, useful thing, the corporation will strip it, because it's looking for short-term profit. That's one of the problems of our economic system that we have wedged ourselves into.
That's what they're doing now with the automakers. They're forcing them to sell off in pieces and literally strip mine it. What about net neutrality and how they're saying with Internet 2 you'll have a subdomain like on a MySpace or a YouTube, and that then they're going to try, Internet 2 claims their own documents, phase out individual URLs, or kind of have that be in the old Internet and not upgrade the hubs for that, but then basically push everybody into the new system that the New York Times said a month ago has less freedom but is, quote, safer?
I don't know about this, but I know a lot of people will fight it. For instance, the Free Software Foundation is not going to start posting its stuff through somebody else's server. We run our own servers. And I hope that other people will continue to do so.
So basically, the more we build the original, real, true web, so it's really a battle of architecture then, and then we choose, just like you would choose to buy organic food to then build that market so you have more choices, we choose to use the open license software and things?
Well, I'm not in favor of making software open. I speak of free software because it's freedom respecting.
Sure,
and
sure.
There are other people who are, basically the people who like this software but they don't want to talk about freedom, they coined another term, which is, quote, open source, unquote, which is a way they can promote their views where they don't want to talk about that issue.
So it's all a semantical fight.
Yep.
Well, thank you for educating me. Explain it.
Back to the point that you raised, yes, we can choose by what we do whether to use these massive corporate, invite everybody to put their data into these mega servers, or we can choose otherwise. But we have to organize politically, too. We can't expect individual choice and market mechanisms to always protect our freedom. We have to organize to protect our freedom. We have to do it intentionally.
All right, stay there, sir. Amazing information. Can't wait to get into some other topics with you and talk about the organization as well.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115 and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Richard Stallman's our guest, internet icon. Sir, is it better to just have folks go to gnu.org, the foundation there, or what are some other sites folks can visit to read your writings and analysis and breakdowns?
gnu.org, gnu.org, is the website about the GNU system and the free software movement. The Free Software Foundation has a website, fsf.org, and there you can find things like resource information, are lists of useful free programs, lists of hardware devices that don't require any non-free programs, people who provide support as a business for free software, and other useful things. And you can also join the Free Software Foundation, which is the main way that we pay our staff. Now, I'm a volunteer, but the staff get paid.
Sure, folks should definitely join that, because we probably wouldn't have as much freedom as we have now if it wasn't for you guys. You know, again, I'm no IT guy. I can barely send an email, but just because I do lease a lot of servers and CDNs and own some, I know some about it. And always talking to IT people, you know, they talk about how the free software that you're discussing, and they semantically call it open source to try to, you know, take away the branding and semantically control it, is a lot harder to break into, a lot harder for people to control. It works a lot better because Microsoft and everybody else, they want everything set up so they can backdoor it, they can control it. That also leaves the doors open to other bad guys, doesn't it?
Well, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But because I won't claim that every non-free program is badly written. You know, those people are not all stupid. Some of them are very capable. It's just that they don't respect your freedom. So it's true, however, quite often they have very bad security even against third parties. For instance, with cell phones, there are viruses that can get into cell phones. So they can then invoke the cell phone's ability to turn on as a listening device without ringing, without showing any sign that it's making a call. It's still listening to the sound that comes in to the microphone, like whatever conversation you're having with people, and sending that to whoever. But you may be safer if you use a cell phone that's all free software. And there are some. There is the OpenMoco phone. I don't know how well that's working yet. And I think if you get the professional version of the Google phone, then that's really free software, although I'm not sure all of it is free software.
Amazing. Long segment coming up. This one's short, but another question. And again, all these IT people and hackers send me this stuff, and it's mainline Pentagon reports and Air Force Cyber Command San Antonio, and it's the general commanding their forces to attack our own internet, to test its strengths and weaknesses. And then I've seen, hackers have told me, and I've seen some blurbs about how it's really the government hacking the hospitals and hacking power plants to then have a pretext to bring in more of their own control. Are you familiar with governments false flagging or staging attacks on their own systems as a pretext to get more funding and control?
Well, I don't know about any instances of that on the internet. It's not what I specialize in. So I haven't read news about a thing like that I recall. But it wouldn't surprise me that much. I mean, if you could have the Gulf of Tonkin incident and you could have the supposed weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, then I guess why wouldn't they lie about who is I wouldn't put it past them to stage such an attack and lie about it, but that doesn't mean that I know that they're doing so.
Sure. That really wasn't in the news. I mean, there were a few stories. It's mainly bizarre hour-long video briefings with the Air Force and people. And I'm sure you did hear about the head of cybersecurity a couple months ago quit and said, the feds are taking over the web. I won't be part of this. I mean, when their own head of cybersecurity quits, I think we have a big problem here.
Yeah, I didn't read about that. And now that I've heard it from you, I'll take a look.
Yeah, there's so much going on. I can't keep track of it all either. And it was only in a few articles. When we come back, I want to talk about how do we save the internet? How do we expand it? How do we make it more free versus the architecture that it seems to be leaning towards? Go ahead and start down those lines, sir.
Well, my work will help you make sure that your computer is under your control. But beyond that, there's nothing that each one of us can directly do. So if there's censorship or if there is, say, surveillance going on, in the internet that connects you to me, neither you nor I can simply make a change to turn that off. The only way I know if we can stop that.
Well, stay there. Got a break. I'm sorry to interrupt. Got a break for the satellite.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, we really appreciate Richard Stallman joining us. We'll give you the websites, and now you can get involved and donate, be part of the organization. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those are the Lakotas. I didn't lie when I told you these are the prettiest silver coins I've ever seen, put out by the Native American Nation. I'll tell you about those in the last 2 minutes of the show today. Look at those babies. No wonder that's the best-selling silver coin out there right now. All right, we'll tell you about a few sponsors. We're going back to Mr. Stallman. Again, the website is gnu.org. We'll give you out some of the others as well. I suggest everybody out there start fighting for the Internet, for freedom of computing, because there is no doubt what Jay Rockefeller saying we'd be better off not having an Internet, that these guys mean business. Before we go back to our guest, Acolablue.com is one of our great sponsors. Atmospheric water generator in your own home grabs the neutral pH water out of the air, then passes it through 7 filters, including carbon, reverse osmosis, and an antibacterial, antifungal UV light. Check out more at Acolablue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043. And another great sponsor is Pepperspray.com. You know, a lot of cities and counties and states have restrictions on the Second Amendment. People send their wives and daughters and sons out in their apartments or homes unarmed. I believe in tasers. I believe in stun guns. I believe in pepper spray. I believe in non-lethal self-defense. And as the economy implodes and home invasions explode, it is now time, if you don't want a firearm, to get a high-quality mace gun, pepper spray. They got so many products around since 94. The best company out there, the best prices, free shipping on orders above $99. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen, at Pepper Spray, one word, pepperspray.com, or 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988. Okay, let's go back to Richard Stallman, who invented the GNU Linux system, has a big free software, internet freedom organization. Again, sir, I'm literally a troglodyte when it comes to all these terms. Again, reintroduce yourself for folks that don't know, and I'm just going to sit back, shut up, and hear what your solutions are, ways to fight this. You got cut off by the break with how do we stop the government, governments, from trashing the web. They openly say the people are kicking their butt. They don't like free speech. I get restricted everywhere by MySpace, YouTube. They admit I'm censored. I'm just little old Alex Jones. You got the floor, sir.
Well, what I started 25 years ago was developing a free software operating system called GNU. The idea is free software is software that respects your freedom and you control it. The users control it individually if they know how and want to go to the trouble, but also the users collectively control it. Any group of users that want the program to work a certain way, they're free to develop their version which works that way. Those who know how to program do it, and those who have the same preferences use that version, and if they don't like that version, they use some other version. And you can also pay people to make the changes you want. So, for instance, your show, if you wanted to change a free program, well, you personally don't know how, maybe none of your staff knows how, but there are companies that would make those changes, just as there are carpenters you could hire to make changes in your office. And they'll just do the work the way you want it done. And if you want to change it again some other day, you can hire somebody else, because nobody has a monopoly. It's a free market, this business of support for free software.
So and does that allow a kind of evolution? It seems like where the non-free softwares are stagnant, except for minor changes, this accelerates development, doesn't it?
Well, it may or may not. I won't claim that all non-free programs are stagnant. That depends how much work the developer is putting in. But regardless of whether it makes fast progress or slow progress, it makes progress in the direction that the developer wants. And if there's something the developer doesn't want you to be able to do, like, for instance, access a certain file more than five times, he'll program it not to let you. So proprietary programs frequently have these malicious features, which we call digital restrictions management, or DRM, or digital handcuffs. They are designed to stop you from doing things. So that program may not be your servant. It may be your prison guard. In any case, these are things that we can take control of ourselves. We can free ourselves and each other, and that's what we've been doing in the free software movement since I started it. But there are other areas where we just can't solve the problem that way. Surveillance in the internet service provider. Well, we can't stop that by choosing to use a different program in our own computers, because it's not happening in our computers. It's happening in some central office. Now, one thing that helps somewhat is to use programs like the GNU Privacy Guard for encryption of the messages and files we send each other. But even even encryption doesn't do the whole job. And when there's censorship, you know, in Australia, the main organization that fights for civil liberties on the internet, which is Electronic Frontiers Australia, was forced to take down a link that they had put up in a discussion of censorship, showing what kinds of things are getting censored. Well, they were forced to take down that link on the threat of being fined $11,000 a day.
Yeah, let me back you up on that. They've announced, the government itself calls it Chinese-style net censorship, and proudly are now issuing hundreds and hundreds of sites, they're now saying thousands, on these lists that you can't visit, you can't link to, and then you can't link and say, look, WikiLeaks leaking government documents, you can't even say that's been censored. That's very 1984 Kafka-esque.
Yeah. Well, the Australian government has been trashing human rights for many years, typically in the name of preventing terrorism, as many other governments are doing. You know, any given week, their excuse is either terrorists or pedophiles, but neither of them is anywhere near as dangerous as governments that don't respect our freedom.
Absolutely. Historically, governments killed 200-something million people last century. I mean, tyranny is you know, has gotten a whole new lease on life. So specifically, what do we do? I mean, if citizens and companies try to go with free software solutions and support groups like yours, what else can we do? I mean, I guess we vote with our dollars, we vote with our time. I mean, let's say I'm a company with 20-something.
Yeah. For centralized surveillance and censorship, they don't let you vote with your time or with your dollars. You know, if you're in Australia and you want to make links to these forbidden sites, for instance, the political sites that talk about Australian censorship, you can't do that by picking one company over another. You'd have to put your site outside Australia, and then maybe Australia wouldn't let anybody link to your site.
Yeah, that's the key. That's what Australia's saying they're going to do, is block most of the web. But, I mean, that's the key, is that that's what Homeland Security has announced, that they're going to take over all the infrastructure, even of private companies, and as indentured servants, they have to allow Pentagon, Air Forces, who's running it, snooping hubs that control and save all the data. This is open. I mean, this makes what Bush was doing look tame in comparison, and I'm nonpartisan. So I guess it doesn't matter because they're seizing the infrastructure. This is criminal.
It is, and the solution I've been using is no good for this. So what can we do? We have to organize politically in mass organizations. The only organization that I know of in the U.S. that fights against these things is the Electronic Frontier Foundation, although I think the American Civil Liberties Union fights also against some of them. So both of those organizations deserve your support.
You know, is it that Americans and Australians and British and others have had so much freedom in the past, we can't believe it's happening here? Or have we lied to ourselves about how much freedom was really in our society?
I think that it's a combination of both. It's certainly the case that there was much less surveillance of all our communication in the past. You see, this is one thing that digital technology makes much easier. In the 1960s, I don't think anything kept track of who you called locally. The phone exchange didn't keep track. It just counted up how many calls you made and sometimes how long they were. The only thing you got on your bill was long-distance calls because they were expensive and people wanted to know what they were being billed for. Now, in France, after World War II, the government insisted that the phone company must not keep any records of who called whom. And the reason was that when the Nazis took over France, they looked at those records to see who spoke to whom. And that way, if they knew that one person seemed to be possibly a center of political opposition, they would not only arrest him, but they would question all the people he tended to make phone calls to. So after the war, the French government and various other governments in Europe established rules that the phone companies were not allowed to keep track. However, of course, they've changed all that.
Well, exactly. I just saw a story in the London Telegraph. In fact, guys, will you search engine this? People have corrected me not to just always say Google. We need to plug Lycos and Scroogle.org and everybody else. In fact, I'll ask you what you think are some good alternatives, because I think Google is becoming evil, at least from what I've seen. But it was in the French news that people were real mad that a guy's friend sent him a message saying, don't blow up the train, because he was going on a ride, and they were there waiting for him when he got to the train station, it was another case at an airport where they made a joke in another European country, and they admitted, they said, oh, no, the phone companies have AI, NSA-type keyword, reading all of it and then flagging it. Everything is red. And that kind of freaked the French out to realize, but the same thing's going on here now. This is just so disgusting.
Well, one thing people can do about that is just throw these things randomly into phone calls the way they do, the way people have done for a few decades, randomly into their messages. I don't know if anybody was ever looking for keywords in messages to decide to read them. But if people had fun, at least, setting up programs that would automatically put such keywords into their mail.
No, the NSA admits they do that, and that's one of the 20-year-old technologies, as I'm sure you know. You're being humble. But, no, I mean, and in fact, there was articles in, like, 2002 where they were complaining that citizens, what's the term for that, where I say, yeah, I got the football, I got the green stuff. Yeah, did you hear about that nuke that's going to go off? Yeah, I'll tell you what else. And of course, they were. They also reported that really economic espionage is what's happening. So, yeah, this new processor is 9 times faster than anything else IBM's got. But don't let Bob know. I'm going to be delivering it next Tuesday. That just drives them completely ape.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so, because if we keep them busy enough, maybe they won't attack us as much. But I have a feeling that won't solve the problem. Really, I don't see anything that's going to solve this problem except talking about freedom and demanding freedom and condemning the government attacks on our freedom and rejecting the excuses.
So it's political will. We've got to recognize tyranny when it's in front of our nose.
That's the only solution I can see, if it's a solution. It's not going to be easy. I wish I knew some clever technical method that could protect our freedom. I was lucky, you know, in one particular area, I saw a way that through technical work we could protect our freedom, but only particular aspects of our freedom. All the others, well, they're different.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, we're really appreciative of your time, sir. Other facets, other points that people should be made aware of that from your research and others' research that are real threats to freedom right now? Because it seems not just threats. We have this surveillance being institutionalized to where there's just no such thing as a Fourth Amendment.
Yes. We see the logic for reasoning about privacy rights is screwed up in the U.S., it may have worked okay in the past. The argument usually is if a policeman could see it from the street, then he's got a right to look. And that made sense, sort of, in 1960. But now, with computers that can record so much data, if it's okay for the police to set up cameras and other kinds of sensors everywhere to keep track of everything that a policeman could theoretically have possibly seen from a public place about you and put all that together, then he knows everything about you.
Yeah, and the pendulum's going the wrong way. Well, look at London, 4 million cameras, and now they've made it illegal to videotape the police, and they walk up and threaten to arrest tourists now videotaping monuments. I mean, you know, government is way out of control because private corporate interests have turned government into nothing but their little lapdogs.
Yes, and a large part of the cause of this actually is so-called free trade treaties,
yes,
which I'd rather call low-wage treaties, because these treaties take the power from governments,
yes,
and give them to businesses. The business says, to the governments, if you don't do exactly what we want, we'll move to some other country. And the governments respond by saying, oh, yes, we'll do whatever you want. Of course, the politicians mostly aren't really strongly imbued with a wish to do anything else. And they probably are somehow going to get rewarded for going along. But when the people go to them and say, we demand you regulate this practice, the politicians have a ready excuse. They say, well, given this treaty, the companies would all just move to another country, so it's futile to even try to regulate them.
And then that creates a global standardized corporate law, which has no liberty, no freedom, no due process. They call that globalism, and then they hire a bunch of phony leftists and right-wingers to go around pushing it and spewing it, and now they're trying to move internet control into these international bodies. Do you think the internet's going to survive?
I can't see the future. I tend to be somewhat of a pessimist by nature. It's just that even if I feel discouraged, I keep on fighting. So it's not particularly bad that I'm a pessimist, but the point is, if I tried to answer that question, all I could do is tell you my pessimism, which doesn't prove anything. That's not the point. The real question is, what can we do to fight this? We have to demand the abolition of these so-called free trade treaties. You see, the arguments for those free trade treaties are narrow-minded. They say, well, it makes for economic efficiencies. And it does. If all you're interested in is flat-out efficiency of production, then, yeah, they work. But they give all their benefits to rich people, and they corrupt the laws of every country that's participating. And that hurts us far more than the benefits economically we might hope to get.
All right, final segment with our guest, Richard Stallman. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, folks, the show is almost over. Rebroadcast with reports from Bilderberg 2009, kind of a wrap-up of all the latest developments there. And bills to where without arrest, without charge, it just puts you on a terror list as a citizen, like the no-fly list, you can't own guns. I mean, it's getting crazy. Free speech bills where if you hurt somebody's feelings, you're arrested. Cyberbullying Act. And, of course, it's Internet only. You know, we notice that the media and the establishment have tried to demonize the Internet, sir. And they've tried to, but now they're kind of having to join it, but they still demonize it at the same time. I'm pessimistic, but I'm also positive that they've tried to control it and demonize it and kind of mutate it before, and that they are getting a lot of what they want in the way of tyranny, but in a way people are just ignoring them, and we're going around them. Or final comments on that front, anything positive?
You may be partly right. But, you know, I don't keep track of the things that are working well. I read the news about the threats and the outrages. So, yeah, I keep on using the Internet to talk with people about the free software movement. I continue posting links to articles about various kinds of outrages typically committed by governments and religious fanatics. And so far I haven't been stopped from doing this.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you that we need to focus on the bad stuff that's happening so that the good can continue to be gotten out. We just commend you. How do folks visit the two different organizations, and how do they support what you're doing, sir?
Well, there's GNU.org, which is the site of the GNU system and the free software movement. There's FSF.org, which is the Free Software Foundation, where they could join and get other resources. And my personal site is Stallman.org, and that's where I post notes about other political issues and anything else I want to post that doesn't fit into those two organizations.
Stallman.org. Stallman's right. A great place to read your writings and more research. Well, sir, next time we won't keep you for 50 minutes, but next time if you'll come back on as things develop and unfold a few times a year, we'd like to get more reports from you. So I really appreciate you coming on. Okay, he is gone then. He took that as the cue to go. Let's bring up Ted Anderson because he is there with us at the end of the show here. Look, I got in my silver rounds, ladies and gentlemen. I already had a few of these. Everybody talks about how these are the prettiest. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or on the web later at PrisonPlanet.tv, these are the prettiest silver coins I've ever seen. They're sold out almost everywhere. Ted has a whole bunch of them, but is almost sold out at the lower price before silver went up a few weeks ago. Look at these. Let's show folks a close shot of those. That's what I've got them there for. Look at these 1 ounce silver coins, Lakota Nation. And it is just gorgeous. It's really shiny, mirror image silver. And on the back, has a buffalo, as you can see right there. I mean, just look at this, folks. It doesn't get more gorgeous than this, and these things are going for $25 everywhere. Ted Anderson has them for $19, and you are not going to find a deal like that anywhere. Hey, Ted, I just wanted to bring up right here at the very end of the show, because I finally have a bunch of these to show people, and you've got these in stock. Tell folks, I mean, because you buy a bunch of them, you pass on that wholesale discount to everybody, don't you, Ted?
Yeah, sure do. And actually, they're 1966. So, I mean, I don't want to make any confusion out there. But $19,
yeah.
Yeah, 66. But anyways, yeah, we did buy a whole bunch of them. And now with silver where it is right now, they're going to be over the $20 range, even with me. So if you're interested, call us at 800-686-2237. It is a gorgeous coin. There's no question about it, Alex.
Absolutely. In fact, guys, show them this stack over here again. I've never seen a silver coin like this. In fact, as good as they look on camera, you just really can't do justice to these bad boys. Ted Anderson, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there until midnight tonight to take advantage of that very low price while it lasts. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Okay, retransmission starts now on the web at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the free podcast on the listen page at InfoWars.com. Spread the word. That's how we get the information out about liberty. Take care. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.